His Excellency Aja Isatu Indi Saidi, Vice President of the Republic of Gambia. His Excellency Teresa Campelo, Minister of Social Development and Fight Against Hunger of the Federative Republic of Brazil. His Excellency Mini Sini, Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development of Cameroon. His Excellency Tefera Derbil, Minister of Agriculture and of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. His Excellency Luc Oubi, Minister of Agriculture, Livestock and Fisheries and Food Security of the Republic of Gabon. His Excellency Bain El Mokhtar, Minister of Rural Development of the Islamic Republic of Mauritania. His Excellency Juan Carlos Lastiri Quiroz, Vice Ministro de Plano y Evaluación del Ministerio Social del Desarrollo Social de México. His Excellency Juan Ibrahim, Deputy Undersecretary of Strategic Planning International Division of Malaysia. His Excellency Sayed Motar, Ambassador, Permanent Representative of Islamic Republic of Iran. His Excellency Segredo Serrano, Undersecretary for Policy and Planning of the Republic of Philippines. Señor Oscar Gabriel Piñero, Representante Alterno de la República de Uruguay en la FAO. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to welcome you all to this ceremony, during which we will recognize countries that have made outstanding progress in the fight against hunger. Today, the achievement of the 13 member states are celebrated in what we both promising and challenging times. While we can be optimistic about the future, we also need to be more committed than ever to move forward. According to FAO's most recent hunger figures, the number of hungry people around the world in 2012-14 fell by 205 million since the beginning in the 90s. Nevertheless, 800 million people still suffer from hunger, what means one out of nine people around the planet. And we can also see a strong trend of growth in malnutrition, especially obesity in middle-income and developing countries. The focus on both unnourished and obese people as a major strategy for tackling malnutrition was successfully addressed during the second International Conference on Nutrition, the ICN2, which took place in Rome last week. The adoption of the two outcomes document, with the full support of member countries and non-state actors, sets a new paradigm for concrete action. The full engagement of the stakeholders to implement concrete actions is now imperative to succeed in these commitments. Ladies and gentlemen, what we recognize today is the success of our governments in taking food insecurity and hunger. You have overcome major challenges in difficult global economic conditions and policy environment. You have demonstrated the will and mobilized the means for that. In behalf of FAO, I commend your efforts and congratulate you on your success. You have confirmed that ending hunger and malnutrition in our lifetimes is challenged, but you have also shown that it's feasible. Next year, 2015, will be the Millennium Development Goals deadline. 2015 is also FAO's own target year for reaching the World Food Summit goal to halve the absolute number of unnourished people. Sadly, we are far from the World Food Summit goal at the global level. But some 25 countries have already reached it, thus demonstrating that more ambitious goals can be reached if there is the political will to do so. I'm delighted to say that progress in hunger eradication is gaining momentum. Not only are we close to the hunger target of the Millennium Development Goals at the global level, but already 63 developed countries have achieved it. It will represent more or less half of the developing countries that FAO monitors since 1990. Much progress has been made in Asia, Latin America, and the Caribbean, as well as in North Africa. But a lot of remains to be done in the Sub-Saharan Africa, South Asia, and other parts of Middle East. In the Sub-Saharan Africa, one in every four persons still suffers from chronic hunger. But what must we do to accelerate progress, improve the quality and efficiency of food system, promote rural development, increase productivity, raise rural incomes, improve access to food, and strengthen social protection? The implementation of such measures is the collective responsibility of all society. Family farmers, cooperative traders, fruit processors, private sector, civil society, consumers, and governments. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, today I have the honor and pleasure to recognize the outstanding achievement in reducing undernourishment of 13 countries. From Asia, we recognize the Islamic Republic of Iran, Kiribati, Malaysia, and the Philippines. From Africa, we recognize Gambia, the Cameroon, Ethiopia, Mauritania, Gabon, and Mauritius. From Latin America, we recognize Brazil, Mexico, and Uruguay. These 13 countries join the 41 countries that were recognized in 2013 for having achieved the Millennium Development Target. While we congratulate these countries on their progress, we must also recognize the achievements of those developing countries that have managed to keep their levels of undernourishment low over the past two decades, sometimes in the face of extraordinary economic, social, and environmental challenge. According to our most recent assessment, undernourishment has remained below 5%, that is the threshold agreed for the Millennium Development Goals. I will name those countries: Argentina, Barbados, Brunei Darussalam, Egypt, Kazakhstan, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Tunisia, Turkey, and United Arab Emirates. All of them have been able to keep undernourishment below 5% since we started in 1999. Allow me to conclude by looking towards the future. As you know, a new set of development goals is currently being negotiated. These goals are already known as the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs for short. Food security, nutrition, and hunger eradication feature prominently. Most probably, they will be the second SDGs just after poverty eradication. Ladies and gentlemen, at the first summit of the CELAC in Latin America last year, heads of state and government reaffirmed the commitment to end hunger in Latin America and the Caribbean by 2025. At the African Union Summit in 2014, heads of state committed to end hunger by 2025 also. And as I noted at the beginning of my speech, this new deadline offers us a significant challenge and a panorama of optimism. We seem to have found the solution, the means, but there are talking about eradication of hunger in 10 years more. So, if some countries manage to eliminate half of their hungry population next year, and therefore achieving the goals set for today's award, they will need to cover the other half in only one decade. So we need to start working now and to work quickly. Our goal, the world's goal, now embedded in the post-15 Sustainable Development Agenda, is no longer only to reduce hunger, but to put an end on it and to do so as swiftly and sustainable as possible. We look forward to working together with you all to secure a world without hunger and poverty. Thank you very much for your attention.